10. Cause Pete. It's 2.5 Bears on 720 WGN.
312-981-7200, or you can text us at 24-7-20. 2.5 Bears. We're on until game time. Bears, Dallas, retiring Ditka's jersey at halftime. And on the phone with us, Dan, you referred to him as the great earlier. Number 46, it's Doug Plank. Doug, how you doing?
Listen, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
It's great to hear you, Doug. Hey, listen, two things. Number one, about 3 weeks ago, we had a guy in here that was Rich Cohen that had written a book about the Bears, and you were featured all through it. And it was great to hear some of your, you know, have him tell some of the stories about the comments you made. But most importantly, I just want to know, how many guys have you sent to the emergency room with heart attacks with all those burgers you've been selling with the 28 Burger Kings you own now?
You know what? I have clogged a few arteries.
Yeah, and the oversized drinks.
You're exactly right. It's you know, it's amazing how the direction of all the players that have played for the Bears organization over the last 20, 30 years have gone in so many different directions. And but I've been blessed. I mean, I feel like I've you know, for the most part, I mean, I've had three joints replaced, and I need three more, but I still feel pretty lucky.
You know, Doug, and I will tell you that there's not a person that played with you or against you that doesn't say that they have never been hit harder than by Doug Plank. And I'm talking about your defensive teammates and the people you hit. Because you left everybody. You left a mark on everybody.
Everybody
it didn't matter.
Nobody was safe.
You were going to missile through the whole thing.
You know what it was? What Dan was like, friendly fire, right? I mean, I think that's what it's called. You're running around. I mean, it's demolition derby, let's face it. I mean, you can call football a lot of things. The goal is to pound your opponent into submission. And that was the Chicago Bear philosophy for years and years. It isn't right now, but it's one of those things that, you know, it's something that just becomes part of you. And you know, I laughed about that story about the bounties a while back. And you know what? For whatever reason, you know, I was just so blessed to play with guys like Dan that, man, all you need to do is show them the field. And they took care of the rest.
Well, Doug, you know, it was a joy to play with you and Fincic. And then later on, you know, Todd Bell and a number of – have you had a chance to watch the Bears and the play of our safeties nowadays?
You know, just even watching this last weekend, I know the weather deteriorated, but I think the tackling deteriorated even faster. I'm just amazed at how little effort is being put into tackling. And I understand, though, now some of the concepts, because there's fines, suspensions, and a lot of other things that take place, not just for hitting a player using your helmet, but if you just hit him in a defenseless position or all the sort of things that were allowed just a very short time ago. But to get to the Chicago Bears, yes, I have watched it. You know, I don't understand some of the concepts in terms of the defensive coverages and run support, so I'm somewhat cautious, you know, as a current evaluator and reporter on the radio of NFL games. You know, it's you have to know what the coverages are and run support responsibilities.
Doug, I'll say it for you. It ain't pretty and it looks bad. Let's just cut through it. Hey,
thank you.
I got to ask you, this is the bigger question. And you're clearly, you know, I mean, you're in Arizona, I believe, right, is where you're at now. And
yep.
And what is the national view? Because, you know, here in Chicago, we get skewed, as you know, at times. It's I don't want to say a bubble, but it's, you know, everything Bears happens, and it's the most important thing. How does the rest of the country view Jay Cutler and maybe that situation with do you sign him, do you not sign him? What is the view?
You know, it happens in Arizona. There's quite a few people from Chicago and the state of Illinois. So there's quite a bit of conversation that takes place, even on the airways and in newspapers. And so there's a lot of discussion. And you know, I would say it's 50-50 right now as far as Jay is concerned, support versus against him. The majority of the criticism has just been leveled against the defense. It's the defense that is taking the beating. And unfortunately, for most of these games that they've suffered through over these last couple weeks, ultimately it's been the defense that's really let the team down.
We're talking with number 46, Doug Plank. Doug, we were talking about the cold. I think Tom Skilling said this is the coldest game in 5 years. Did you have any tricks back in the day when it was a cold game that you did? Like these guys talked about putting Vaseline on their bodies?
You know what? I didn't really have any tricks. I put on a gray short sleeve, gray shirt, and shoulder pads, and that was it. And it was more of a mind game. And, you know, you had control over your body, and you practiced in this all the time. So you knew when many of those Southern teams came up, and they had three sweatshirts on, and, you know, it was over. And you could psych them out literally out there by just continuing to keep playing hard. And I that's one thing I really prided on those early years when even Dan was there. You know, we didn't have a very good football team, but usually those teams played till the last second.
And by the way, Pete, you're talking to the gentleman that the first time it snowed here in Chicago when I was a rookie, Plank came out to practice in nothing but shoes, a helmet, and a jock strap and was running around in the snow.
You don't ask him that because he is going to tell you. Like you said, it's a mental toughness of controlling the pain or controlling your body and letting everybody else know I'm tougher than you.
I don't even think they wear jock straps anymore, Dan. That just shows you how.
Yeah. I don't know if they need it. Hey, Doug. Let me ask you a question. You know, everybody here in Chicago has been inundated with the fact that Coach Dick is going to be the last jersey to be retired. It'll happen tonight at the game at halftime. Now, you were a part of a year or two of the early Dick years. What do you remember about that transition?
Just absolute chaos. Both men hired by the owner, George Halas. Neither one could fire each other. Both of them had their own teams. You know, the thing I remember mostly, Dan, was how the segregation. You know, remember the defense? We ate lunch together. We did everything together. We were all used to be the first and second team bus. Well, when Mike Dickey got there with Buddy Ryan, it was the offensive bus and it was the defensive bus. And you can say a lot of stuff that took place between those two, and I know they battled each other. But let me just say one thing. You know, I had more coaches in Chicago before Mike Dickey got there than you did. And he is the first coach I ever heard mention the word Super Bowl. The Bears were going to go to the Super Bowl. And the only thing I knew about the Super Bowl was we had a chance to buy two tickets.
And sell them for a bigger price.
Yeah, Mike Tice knows all about it.
That's the closest we were going to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, the one thing about, you know, this game tonight, and we all hope that, you know, that the Bears are able to recover from the last couple of weeks. And you made a wonderful point about the defense just has been just beaten into submission, especially not stopping the run. But big picture, you know, Mark Trestman, the new coach, has got the offense up in the top six or seven teams in all, you know, offensive teams in football. Now, even with the backup, Josh McCown. What would you have thought back in the day playing with an offense that was actually legit?
Dan, really? Come on.
Hear the laugh?
That's a good question.
Well,
That's a sure question.
But isn't
remember,
that...
When we would go off, we're coming off the field, the offense is going on the field, we used to tell them, don't let them score. That's how bad it was, even with Walter Payton.
Yeah, and it, but you know, listen. Let's be honest. The signature of the Bears is the defense. It always has been, always will be, and that's why I think fans are struggling to warm up to this style of football. Even though the offense is productive, I think most people still just hate watching to see seeing a defense that just gets pummeled all the time. It's not enjoyable to watch.
I compare it to when you're growing up and you put different uniforms and stuff on, and you're a man, you put a dress on with high heels, you're walking around. You know what? It don't feel right. And just watching the Bears right now, it just doesn't look right.
Well, from the comfy confines of Arizona, what would you give us as far as your prediction? The Bears lined up with the great Tony Romo.
Chicago Bears fans, Dan, really, I'm going with the Bears. And though my hopes and prayers are always with the Chicago Bears. So, you know, with a little bit of good luck and some tackling, we can get it done.
Hey, one last thing before we let you go, and thanks for taking time, Doug. It's always a pleasure. Hey, Gary Fensick and I went down to see Buddy Ryan back in the spring, and he asked about you. So sometime soon you need to check in with me, and we all need to go down and rendezvous in Louisville.
You know what? I owe so much to Buddy, and, he just did so much for me besides forget the 46 defense and all that. I mean, I just remember some of the things that he said and – how much he really cared about us, even though he didn't want us to know. And, I'll never, ever forget that, man.
Hey, you know what, Doug? I mean, people today, they have a hard time believing what happened in our meeting room. You know, we'd be on the floor sleeping. He'd be smoking his pipe. And Ditka would go, Buddy, you idiot, they're sleeping. And Buddy goes, that's all right. They know when to play.
You know what? I remember him and Mike Ditka came into a meeting one time, and he came into Buddy's meeting, and we were watching this film. And I remember he asked Buddy about why he didn't cover that guy. The guy was wide open, running down the sideline. Buddy said, "We don't cover decoys." he had an answer for everything.
And here's the best way to describe Buddy Ryan. When he was at the end of his career, he punched a young coach in the face because he didn't like how he made some calls on offense. Right?
That was Kevin Gilbride. He was the offensive coordinator down at Houston.
Right, and Buddy had enough. He just said, "You're an idiot. I'm going to let you know." And this was, this wasn't a young Buddy Ryan. This was a guy at the end of his career.
He had to be close to 60 at the time. And, the reason he did it, he said, "Hey, you're going to get my guys hurt. We got to play in the playoffs next week, and this is a meaningless game. Run the ball, run the clock out." And Gilbride was throwing the ball. Moon was throwing interceptions. Buddy clocked him.
Yeah, Buddy, let him have it.
During the game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
On the sidelines, the cameras, it was on TV.
That's my all-time favorite things when people ask me, how would you sum up Buddy Ryan? That's it right there. There's a guy that was so passionate up until his last, days as a coach. He understood what you needed to win.
You're right. I mean, one thing I learned from Buddy, it wasn't about the position of the players on the field. It was about their disposition, their attitude. And Buddy was able to create an atmosphere where it was a shark tank. And there aren't many coaches I've ever met in my life that had that capacity.
That's fair. Yeah, great description.
Hey, Doug, it was a joy to play with you and even more fun to talk with you, Buddy. Stay in touch. Let's go see Buddy.
Let's hope we're all laughing here in a couple hours.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Number 46, Doug Plank.